On the more Bhagavad Day Vasudevaya.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Sakshi Gopal to benefit a Brahmin. For 100 days, the deity of Gopal traveled through the country, walking on his own legs. Thus, his activities are wonderful. Once at Vidyanagar, South India, there were two Brahmins who decided to go on a pilgrimage together. First of all, they visited Gaya, then Kashi, then Prayag. Finally, with great pleasure, they came to Mathura. Then they started visiting the different forests of Vrindavan and came to Govardhan Hill. Finally, they entered the village of Vrindavan. After taking baths at Keshigat and Kaliagat, the pilgrims visited the temple of Gopal, where they remained for a few days.
Sri Gopal ki. Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Raja Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Dear Sanjay, you have assisted me in traveling to all these wonderful places of pilgrimage, and you have rendered all kinds of service to me. Even my own sons do not treat me the way you have done, and it is by your mercy that I did not become fatigued even once on our tour. I feel that if I do not show you my appreciation, then it will be very ungrateful of me. Therefore, I promise to you my daughter in charity.
Sir, you are from a most aristocratic family. You are well educated and wealthy, and I am exactly the opposite. Therefore, what you are saying is very unusual. Such a thing never happens. My dear sir, I am not a suitable bridegroom for your daughter. And besides, I render service to you only for the satisfaction of the Lord, as he is very pleased by service rendered to Brahmins, and when the Lord is pleased, the opulence of one's devotional service increases.
My dear boy, I have already decided. You will have my daughter, Yamuna, as your wife.
Sir, you may offer her to me with all good intentions, but What about your family? What will they say? Without their consent, you will never be able to give your daughter to me. Just remember the story of Rukmini. Although her father, King Bhishmaka, wanted Krishna to marry Rukmini, his eldest son, Rukmi, objected. Therefore, he could not carry out his decision.
I will not be persuaded like King Bhishmaka. My daughter will be given to the man of my choice. Have faith in me and accept my proposal.
If you really want to make such an offer, then I suggest that we go before Sri Gopalji and make the promise in front of him. He'll be the perfect witness.
An excellent idea. Jai Sri Gopal. My dear Lord, please witness that I have given my daughter to this boy.
My dear Lord, you are my witness. I shall call for you to testify to this statement if need be.
Jai Sri Gopal.
Jai Sri Gopal.
After these talks, the two Brahmins started for home, and as usual, the young Brahmin rendered his older companion service in various ways. Having arrived in Vidyanagar, each Brahmin went to his respective home. After some time, the elderly Brahmin became very anxious.
I have given my word to a Brahmin in a holy place. I cannot wait any longer. I have to tell them. Devi, Bala, Jiva, Jamuna, please come. I have some important news for you.
What is it, Patty?
Please be quick, Father. I'm in the middle of my Karmakanda studies.
Yes, me too.
Such good sons we have. Always thinking of our welfare. Well, what is it? I hope you are the bearer of good news.
I am sure you will all be most pleased to learn of this wonderful arrangement that I have made.
Arrangement?
Go on, Father.
Do you remember Sanjay, the young Brahmin who accompanied me on my pilgrimage?
Yes.
I never understood why, of all persons, you went with him. He's uncultured and uneducated.
And the way he dresses.
But he is such a nice, kind devotee of the Lord. His character is decorated with so many wonderful qualities. Why? He treated me as if I were his spiritual master. Assisting me and serving me constantly. I was so grateful to him that I promised him in that most holy place of Vrindavan, before the deity of Gopal, that he would have Yamuna's hand in marriage.
You did
How
what?
How could you? I cannot believe this.
Father!
If you offer our daughter to him, our aristocratic lineage will be completely polluted.
Yes, and all our relatives will condemn us.
They will excommunicate us.
Oh, no. We will be the laughingstock of the whole district.
Oh, Mother.
Just see what you have done, Father.
Please, don't ever make such a proposal again.
But how can I undo a promise made in a holy place? No. Whatever may happen, I must give him my daughter in charity.
If you give my sister to that boy, I will never speak to you again.
And I will move to another town.
If such a thing happens, I will take poison and die.
Me too.
And me.
Please don't do this to me. If I do not give her to this Brahmin, he will call Sri Gopalji as his witness. Thus, he will secure Yamuna's hand by force. And in that case, my religious principles will become completely meaningless.
Why are you so anxious over this, Father? The deity may be a witness, but he is in a distant country. How can he come to bear witness against you?
Besides, Father, you do not have to flatly deny that you spoke such a thing. There is no need to make a false statement. Simply say that you do not remember what you said.
Very good, Jiva. Yes, Father. If you simply say, I do not remember, then I shall take care of the rest. By argument, I shall defeat him.
He is right, Father.
Come, Mother. I will sort this out.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Whatever will become of us? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, my dear Gopal, my dear Lord, your lotus feet are my only shelter. Please protect my religious principles, and at the same time, please save my kinsmen from taking poison and dying. I beg you.
The next day, the elderly Brahmin was still thinking deeply about this matter when a visitor arrived.
Oh, excuse me, is your father in, please?
Oh, he is. One second. Father? Father, the young Brahmin is here.
Hmm? Oh, show him in, please. How nice to see you. Please be seated. Would you like something to drink? Some juice? Lassi?
Some juice would be nice. My dear sir, I've come here concerning the wedding. I've been waiting for the announcement. What's causing the delay?
I heard you speaking that nonsense to my father. How dare you? Who do you think you are? You're just like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. But the only thing you'll catch is a stick. Now out!
Bala, please!
Out!
But Bala!
I warn you, out! And don't you ever show your face here again!
Alarmed by this incident, the young Brahmin gathered together all the people of the village and narrated the whole story.
And then, threatening me with a stick, he chased me out of the house.
This is a very serious accusation, sir. Of course, we have to hear the other side of the story as well. Vamsi, go to the Brahmin's house and request the whole family to come to the meeting place. In this way, we can fairly assess this situation. Members of the council!
Quiet, please.
Members of the council, holy sirs, thank you. Respected citizens, we pray for the guidance of the Lord. We have called this meeting here today to decide an important issue regarding the truth and purity of two highly respected Brahmins. As is the custom, we will first hear from the plaintiff.
Quiet, please.
Members of the council, this gentleman has promised me the hand of his daughter, yet now he does not follow his promise. Please ask him about his behavior.
On behalf of the people of Vijayanagar, I am obliged to ask you, Reverend Sir, if you have indeed promised to give your daughter in charity to this young Brahmin. If so, then why are you not fulfilling your promise? He claims you have given your word of honor. Is this true?
I am sorry to be the cause of such trouble.
Go on, Father. Tell them.
I do not exactly remember making a promise like that.
Members of the council, if I may interject for a moment, I can relate the exact truth in this matter. My father is too embarrassed and afraid to speak. But I, as his eldest son, will not stand by and see him defamed. While travelling with this gentleman, my father carried much money, which he schemed to take away. He secretly added an intoxicant to my father's food, which made him mad. Taking advantage of the situation, this rogue robbed my father of his money. He claims it was stolen by a thief, And, to add insult to injury, he has the audacity to claim that my father promised him my sister in marriage. Now, all of you assembled here are respectable and intelligent people. Please judge for yourselves whether it is befitting to offer my sister to this pauper.
Indeed, the lust for wealth is strong enough to make one give up all religious principles.
Oh, yes.
You were great. Did I look convincing?
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
I think he made it all up.
Yes, that's what I think.
Silence, please. Silence!
My dear members of the council, simply to win his argument, this man is blatantly lying. I neither stole his father's money, nor did I give him an intoxicant. This his father will confirm. He knows too well that he promised his daughter to me. I refused to accept his proposal, and I warned him that his relatives might become outraged, and still he insisted and urged me to agree. It was then that we called upon Sri Gopal to be the witness. And now, if you so desire, I will go to Vrindavan and request the Lord to come and testify to my honesty. Sri Gopal is the supreme personality of Godhead, and his words are accepted by the whole world as the absolute truth.
If Gopal personally comes here to bear witness, I shall surely give my daughter Yamuna to this young Brahmin.
Yes, I think this is a very nice settlement.
Please, write this down on paper in black and white, so there is no more confusion.
Yes, write it down, scribe. We will take signatures. All will be legal and proper.
Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he will certainly come to help me keep my promise.
How is it possible for a deity to come and bear witness? Such rubbish.
This elderly Brahmin, who is following religious principles, is certainly truthful. He had no desire to break his promise, but in fear of his kinsmen, he has been deviated from the truth. By his piety, I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness, and thus I shall keep his promise intact.
How can a statue bear witness?
After all, the Lord is merciful, and if he likes, he can come.
The meeting is adjourned. All and sundry can return home. Sri Gopal must be the witness.
The young Brahmin started immediately for Vrindavan. Upon arriving there, he offered his obeisances to the Gopal deity. He then narrated everything that had happened in full detail.
My dear Lord, I am not thinking to become happy by getting his daughter as a bride. But to know that the Brahmin has broken his promise disturbs me so much. My dear Lord, you are so merciful and you know everything. Therefore, kindly, be a witness in this case. A person who knows things as they are and still does not bear witness becomes involved in sinful activities.
My dear Brahmin, return to Vidyanagar and call a meeting of the village council. In that assembly, just try to remember me. I shall certainly appear there, and at that time, I shall protect the honor of both you Brahmins by bearing witness to the promise.
My dear Lord, even if you appear there as a four-handed Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal and speak the words from your very own mouth will your testimony be accepted by all of them.
I've never heard of a deity walking from one place to another.
That's true, but how is it that you are speaking to me, although you are a deity? My dear Lord, you are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. For the sake of the old Brahmin, you can do something you have never done before. You can talk, so you can walk. Please.
My dear Sanjay, listen carefully. I shall walk behind you. In this way, I shall go with you. Do not try to see me by turning around, for as soon as you see me, I shall remain stationary in that very place. You will know that I'm walking behind you by the sound of my ankle bells. Every day, please cook 1 kilo of rice and offer it to me, and I shall eat it.
Thank you, my lord. Jai Gopal.
Sri Gopal ki.
Gopal?
Gopal!
With these orders, the young Brahmin started his journey back to Vidyanagar, followed by Gopal, step by step. Daily, the young Brahmin cooked the 1 kilo of rice which the Lord requested. After many days, he eventually arrived in his own country. And when he neared his own village, he began to think.
Vidyanagar! Finally! Gopal, weaver! Oh!
Sanjay, now you can go home. Go to the village and tell everyone that I've arrived. I shall stay here and will not leave.
Come, everyone! Come, everyone! Gopal has arrived! The Supreme Lord has arrived! Sri Gopal, the Supreme has arrived!
Lord has come!
Where?
Yes, where is he?
Is this your idea of a joke?
He has come?
Jai Sri Gopal!
Yes, he has come! Follow me!
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
This is incredible!
The Lord has come to Vidyanagar!
You're not taking us to Vrindavan, are you?
Be quiet!
There he is! He walked all the way on his lotus feet!
Amazing! How he walked!
Of course he walked, Jackie. He's far too heavy to carry.
Sri Gopal ki!
He's so beautiful, Father.
My dear inhabitants of Vidyanagar, I have come here to bear witness. This elderly Brahmin certainly offered his daughter in marriage to this young man. You two Brahmins are my eternal servants, birth after birth. I have become very pleased by the truthfulness of you both. Now you can ask from me any benediction you desire.
My dear Lord, please remain here so that people all over the world will know how merciful you are to your servants.
Sri Gopal ki!
Jai!
Sri Sakshi Gopal ki!
Jai!
Bhagavan Sri Sakshi Gopal ki!
Jai!
Lord Gopal stayed, and the two Brahmins engaged in his service. After hearing of this incident, many people from different countries came to see Gopal, and thus felt great satisfaction. The king constructed a nice temple, and regular service was executed. Thus, Sakshi Gopal, as he became known, stayed at Vidyanagar, and accepted service for a very long time. Many years later, there was a war, and the country was conquered by King Purushottam of Orissa. He took possession of the throne, called Manikya Singhasan, which was bedecked with many jewels. That king became known as Purushottam Dev. He was a great devotee and begged at the lotus feet of Gopal.
Please come with me to my country.
Gopal accepted his prayer. Thus the king took the deity and went back to Cuttack. He also took the throne with him and presented it to Lord Jagannath in Puri. During his life, he also established regular worship of the Gopal deity at Cuttack. The queen of Purushottam Dev went to see the Gopal deity at the time of his installation and with great devotion presented him various kinds of ornaments. The queen wore a very valuable pearl in her nose and she wished to give it to Gopal.
If the deity would have a hole in his nose, then I could give him the pearl to wear.
Considering this, the queen offered her obeisances to Gopal and returned to her palace. That night she dreamed that Gopal appeared and began to speak to her as follows.
During my childhood, my mother made a hole in my nose and with great endeavor set a pearl there. The hole still exists, and you may use it to set the pearl you desired to give me.
After dreaming this, the queen explained it to her husband. Then both the king and queen went to the temple with the pearl. Seeing the hole in the nose of the deity, they set the pearl there, and being very pleased, held a great festival. Since then, the Gopal deity has been situated in Cuttack, in the village known as Sakshi Gopal.
Many years later, this narration of Sri Gopal's activities was told by Nityananda Prabhu to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they visited the temple of Sakshi Gopal. Lord Chaitanya and his personal associates became very enlivened by this story. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting before the Gopal deity, all the devotees saw him and the deity as being of the same form. They were of the same complexion and both had the same gigantic bodies. Both wore saffron cloth and were very grave. The devotees saw that both Lord Chaitanya and Gopal exhibited the same brilliant effulgence and had lotus-like eyes, their faces resembling full moons. Thus, with great pleasure, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the temple of Sakshi Gopal. After seeing the Mangal Aarti ceremony, he continued his journey.